Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. All right, what if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that is exactly what you're going to get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs. Whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job, choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you.
Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Happy Thursday, Four Things. I am excited to have my friend Gracie Mokler back on. And I say back on because you've been on the podcast,
I think this is the third time.
Times. Yeah, third. I mean, I feel like you've even popped on randomly before that, and there might be more. And then your husband, Steve, he's also been a part of the podcast, Steve Mokler. So your wife to Steve, you're a mom of two, and you're also an entrepreneur. You've founded a few companies. The most recent one is Emergency Confetti, which we've talked about on the podcast before, and I love the concept of it and, you know, just being all about celebrating the little things. But you and I got into a conversation the other day, and it was through Instagram DMs.
Yes.
Which, that's the funny thing about friendships, is sometimes you can be having a full-blown conversation on text, and then at the same time in, you know, DM inside of Instagram, and then you may even, like, see each other that day. So you're having a lot of different ways to communicate. And I had posted about seeing a cardinal when I went to look at a house, because I'm thinking about selling my house.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I went to an open house. And when I saw the cardinal, it wasn't so much that I felt like my mom was sending me a message of buy this house, but it was more so, this is your confirmation that you can have peace about selling your home. Because when I first got divorced, I didn't want to sell the house because I wanted the kids to have some stability and get adjusted to their dad's new house. And now they've been going back and forth, 1 week at dad's, 1 week here, and they're adjusted. And they have both expressed to me they'd be totally fine if we moved. And honestly, when you go through something like a divorce, the sell of a house, it probably would have been what made the most sense economically and dividing of assets, but we work to make it happen. And we'll get into this later because I know you've taken out a HELOC.
The HELOC.
The HELOC, it does not define you. It is not your identity.
No.
But I just wanted peace about selling the house because I think I've wanted to for a while. And you know, like, just the energy in this house for me sometimes was a bit much, but we've moved on from that. It just has some bad memories, but also has really good memories. But what my mom showed me, and my mom often shows up as a cardinal, and I ask for those signs, was like, hey, you can have peace about selling your house, and there are other homes out there for you.
Wow.
And then when I posted that I was looking for a sign, you said, hey, remind me to tell you about your story with your sister.
last year I was going through a little bit of a hard time with Emergency Confetti and just had some things fall through, had some disappointments, and I was just feeling discouraged. And I was reading in Hebrews and it was talking about like the cloud of witnesses around us. Like we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. And I was sitting there and all of a sudden I literally just started bawling. And I felt like it was my sister Hope who, to back up, my mom had had 5 miscarriages before she ever had my older brother. And then she had a stillborn. And when she told me that, I didn't really know what that meant. You know, like she said, stillborn. I was like, oh, that's sad. Like a baby didn't make it here. But I, as a mom now, literally cannot imagine. Like she was full term and did not make it earthside. So I've always known about her, but I've never really thought much about her. And I never thought, I always wanted a sister, but I never really thought, oh no, you have one, you know? And so I was reading this about the great cloud of witnesses and I start bawling and I just felt like Hope was like, I'm cheering you on, sis. And like, I just like saw this picture of her like popping confetti and I'm bawling. I'm like, I'm sitting in my room. I'm bawling over this sister I've never met. So I'm like, was that wild? Like, did I just make that up? You know, you always just wonder like, where's this coming from? I just felt so true. And just, I felt so encouraged. I felt peace. I felt like, you know what? Like I'm not in this alone. Running a company is hard and it can feel lonely at times, but I'm not alone. So I took my kids to the water park that day. We were at the splash pad and the boys were playing and I was standing there and this mom is calling to her daughter. She's like, Hope, come here, come here, come here, Hope. And I look over and I'm like, oh my gosh, that girl's name is Hope. And I'm like, that's so sweet. Like, that's so crazy. So then literally 1 minute later, another mom's chasing her daughter. She's like, Hopey, Hope, honey, come here. And like all the little girls are named Hope at this water park. And I'm just like, okay, I know that that's what that was. I know that it was Hope just like giving me a message of encouragement and just like cheering me on.
When you feel it, it's like you just know. It's this comfort and peace that's unexplainable to anybody else. Mm-hmm. And it's okay if nobody else gets it.
Yeah.
But I think that was her sending you the confirmation of, yes, what you felt this morning was me.
It was me, yeah.
And I need you to know that. So next time you feel it, you won't doubt.
Yeah.
Because you said that you were already like, was I just making that up?
Yeah.
Was that? And this gives you that confirmation of, no, what you felt was real.
Yep.
And now it's almost like that line of communication is now open.
Yep.
Because, you know, you said you hadn't even... you've never had that happen before, but
never had that
Hope.
Happen. Hadn't even like thought. And now I'm like, I think about her so much more. And it's interesting because I always pictured her like she would have been the oldest. And then there's 3 younger. And I just pictured her as like this songbird because my parents are both musical, but I didn't get that. And neither of none of my brothers did. So I'm like, I bet she was music. Like, I bet she would have been a songbird. So anyway, I have a big week this week and have some big meetings and stuff. And 2 mornings in a row when I've been sitting having my quiet time, there is like this beautiful songbird outside my window singing the exact same melody. And it literally made me weep this morning where I was just like, oh my gosh, like I just feel so much like, I know, I'm like, I could cry thinking about it. I'm like, I just, how amazing just to feel like that we're not alone in stuff. Like when stuff's hard, it's just like God is so much bigger than these boxes we put him in and he can use so many different ways to encourage us. And like, and I told Steve yesterday, I said, there's this bird and it had the most beautiful melody. I couldn't get over it. And then this morning, again, I'm doing my quiet time and just really reflecting and it was back. You know?
Well, and you know, that makes me think of the Casey Musgrave song, Cardinal. Yeah. And I feel like now I hear that song maybe different than, not now. I feel like now there's a song that explains what I've been feeling ever since my mom died. Because the reason why she's a cardinal is the morning that she passed away, in my sister's home, right outside my sister's bedroom window, which is where we had hospice care set up, there was a cardinal in the tree, like right after. And so that's been, you know, everyone has their own signs. For some people, it might be something else. But for us, it was that. And then Casey wrote a song called Cardinal. Yeah. And I'm like, it helps affirm what I'm feeling.
Yes.
And like, even to your point of the songbird too, and the lyrics from the first part of the song is, I saw the sign or an omen on the branches in the morning. It was right after I lost a friend without warning. Words unsaid, scarlet red. Cardinal, are you bringing me a message from the other side?
Wow.
Except for if you've heard the song, you know it goes like, Cardinal. Yeah. And it gets in your head. Are you bringing me a message from the other side?
She says it so catchy.
And now you can be like, Songbird.
Songbird. Hey, I'm like, hey, Hope, what's up?
Is this Hope
talking
to me from the other side? So that song is very special. So I'm glad Casey wrote it. And music is so powerful. Mm-hmm. I feel like even for me, believing in signs like that is a sign of growth and expansion of who I am and what I'm open to.
Yes.
And I know that the word expand has been a very powerful word for you in this season, especially of launching a new business and being a mom and figuring it all out. And, you know, there's dads out there launching businesses too. It's not just that. I'm just defining that is who you are. Like, your days are spent being a friend, a wife, a mother, a business owner. And so what does the word expand mean to you, and why is it so important right now?
Well, when we went on our walk and we're talking about expand, it launched actually after an idea that Amy had shared with me, this story of a little boy in his mom's car. And he's like, "Hey mom, should I throw this confetti in my pocket?" And his mom's like, "No, don't throw that. But why do you have it?" And he said, "It's my emergency confetti. I carry it everywhere in case there's good news." And I just thought that was like the coolest idea, like the best mindset shift. Like, what if we were all on the lookout for good news? What if instead of thinking, what if this bad thing happens? We're like, but what if it goes well? And when it does go well, I have this confetti, I'm ready to pop it, you know? And for me personally, I had just come out of a period of my life where I had a lot of anxiety. I was really struggling with the, what if this happens? What if this happens? So I think for me, that mindset shift is like part of what was a huge part of my healing journey. You know, it's just those subtle one day at a time, one decision at a time. But what if it goes well? But what if it goes well? But what if it goes well? And it changed my mind. So I think when you told me that idea, I was like, oh my gosh, this is like a product that embodies that. So we literally launched with just one spontaneous celebration kit that was kind of based off of a first aid kit. So it had like the little plus sign on it, like a first aid kit, but instead of Band-Aids inside, it was confetti poppers in case of good news. So that was the first product we launched with. And I was like, let's just see where it goes. You know, I had no clue where we were going, what the plan was. Honestly, I just started. For better or for worse, that's my launch plan. You just do it. You start something and then just like see what happens. So we launched with that. It went really well, had a great response. And then from there, we've expanded. So my plan was, okay, I think wholesale will be a really great avenue for us. You know, when people are at a store, I think seeing something and buying it spontaneously is probably the best way to get this out there. So I started doing research, and there's this one wholesale company that's like my dream. And I'm like, this is it. This is who I need to be with. The brands they represent, I feel like we would sell so well with. So I just took off running for that. And they answered me and said, "We love your stuff, but you have a product. It's not a brand." Great. Challenge accepted. I will create a brand. So all of 2023, I'm working like a madwoman to develop products, to expand our line, to be a brand, and ended up landing that dream sales group 10 months into business, which was like, oh my gosh, I could not believe it. I was like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. You know, I can't believe that worked. Like, it feels rare sometimes that you feel like you have this dream and this goal and you go after it and then it works. So then where do you go from there? You know, so all that to say, we expanded our line. Now we're expanding our sales team. Now we have these sales groups. We landed that one and another one on the West Coast. But with that, it's like, well, now that we've expanded our product offering. We've expanded the loan that I've taken out for this business. We've expanded my time being stretched. We've expanded, you know, what we're expected to do now. We're in this showroom next to Kate Spade and Bando and Furbish Studio and all these amazing brands. And I'm like, first of all, who did I trick to get in here? I feel like, I mean, I don't even know how we're like in there with these people. But with that being said, the expansion started to expand my stress. It started to expand just like a little bit of me feeling like, what did I do? Do you follow Huberman Lab?
All right, so I've been saving on shopping this year by only buying new clothes when I've sold some clothes that I no longer wear. And what this has done is it's forced me to be super wise when I'm adding clothes back into my closet. I want to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and that's where Quince comes into play. You can go see for yourself all the awesome stuff they have, especially for summer right now, like European linen dresses and blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, 14-karat gold jewelry, so much more. And if you're like me, you're like, this just seems too good to be true. Well, what Quince does is they partner directly with top factories and they cut out the cost of the middleman and they pass the savings on to us. So we are getting things for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. For example, I'm literally looking on their website right now at this open knit cover up maxi dress that'll be great for the summer, 100% organic cotton, and it's $49.90. It could retail for $148, so that's 66% savings. And with warm weather here, you need to check out Quince. All you got to do is go to quince.com/Amy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Amy. You're going to get free shipping. Again, 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Amy.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, what if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Well, that's where Express Employment Professionals comes into play. And if you work with them, that's exactly what you're going to get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. And they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Just go to expresspros.com to find an office near you, or you can even download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. So whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call. And one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
Do you follow Huberman Lab? Do you know who that is on Instagram? Mm-hmm. So he posted this thing that I thought was so helpful where he said, if you want to actually expand your stress response, that's like why cold plunging is good. When you get into a stressful situation and you can keep your eyes on one thing, that's when you actually expand. You expand when you're in a hard thing and you do it and you can like keep your mind focused. And so I think this season for me has been expansion of, okay, we're in now this new hard situation that's so fun and the hardest thing I've ever done. And to do that and to feel that pain, to feel that pressure and that like pulling and that expansion, but keeping your eyes on the prize and keeping your eyes on like why you're doing what you're doing has really expanded me as a person, if that makes sense, and expanded my capacity for pain and for joy and for things that I didn't think were possible. So that's why I think it means so much to me right now.
Have you actually physically cold plunged?
No, I have not cold plunged.
Well, you know, we have one in the garage. You need to go out there
right now. Shoot, I have to leave right after this.
Yeah. No, I was like, shoot, we should have like made that part of the thing.
Oh my gosh, part of the podcast.
Get in there. But I do think that, yeah, there's a challenge there. And I like that analogy. And when it comes to making space for it, like, what advice do you have for people from what you've experienced, not just in like focusing and keeping on the one thing, but like in your expansion, like what has it felt like for you to be able to expand and open yourself up to all these different possibilities? And then what advice do you have for people that are like, well, yeah, that's great. If someone's telling you, you know, you're a product, not a brand, it's very scary to launch into all of that. So what advice do you have for people that maybe need to take that next step to grow? And maybe it's not a business. It could be in anything, putting themselves out there, getting on a dating app, whatever it is that they maybe need to take the next step to do.
Yeah.
Like you just dive right
in. Yeah, I would say, first of all, just go for it. Just try it. Like things usually go better than you think. Like, again, but what if it goes well? That's like on half our products now. Cause I'm like, but truly, like, what if it did go well? You never know till you try. So I'm a big proponent of just trying. And then from there, know your why. Because I think when things get hard, your why connects you to your purpose. And that's going to help you on the hard times. And so as I've been like this, you know, experiencing these growing pains, which have felt very painful, that why and feeling that purpose of, you know what, this feels crazy or like, what did I do? But I'm like, no, I believe I'm called to bring joy and to bring this product. And this like feels like what the Lord has called me to. And so that why really helps ground you when you want to bolt.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I never want to knock anybody on social media, but I feel like we're in this culture where it's like, it just feels like I go online. This might just be me and it's my own issue for comparing. But when it feels like this culture of like, oh, here's how I make seven figures while I make matchas and homeschool my kids. And I'm just like, that is not my story. That literally could not feel further from the truth for me. And so I think just to feel like for encouragement for someone that it's okay if it feels hard and that like pain and purpose are not separate. And that like, I think for me, I like ease. I always want something to be the easiest and the most fun. And so in this season, it's been like, no, I feel pain and this feels hard. I feel a lot of growing pains, but you want the garden, but you don't want to pull the weeds, you know? So just being willing to dive in and like really plug into what you're called to, and just that like, it's okay if it feels hard right now. And it's okay if starting something is not just this linear path to like all this money and free time. And does that make sense?
Like, yeah, no. And I love that saying, like, if you know, you want the garden, but you don't want to pull the weeds, mm-hmm. and you have to get
That's
in there
Steve
and get your hands dirty. Is that part of a song?
He wrote that song. That was his idea. That wasn't mine. I took it from him.
Well, I think it's a beautiful way to put it because it's so true. Sometimes we just want to like skip to the good part, mm-hmm. but then we miss out on some of the expansion. We miss out on the growth. Yep. We miss out on the development. Like that's how we become.
Of who you're becoming. Who you're becoming.
We are. And the different challenges. And what does this make possible for us?
Yes.
And then where is it going to take us next? And even when we hit certain obstacles, knowing that like, okay, well, maybe this isn't the way, but it's supposed to pivot and go this way. And you've been great at pivoting and also taking feedback and then making decisions from there. And one of the decisions you had to make was taking out the HELOC to make this expansion possible.
Yeah.
And I know that that's been a huge thing for you of like, but I love that you're very clear about, okay, I'm not going to get focused on that. That's not my identity. Mm-hmm. This part of it doesn't define me and who I am. And I think sometimes we get wrapped up in some of our stuff that feels overwhelming at the time.
Yes.
And I speak as someone has a HELOC too. It's like, or any kind of debt that you may be in or whatever circumstance where there's a lot of pressure. It's like, okay, this is here. We'll get through this, but this right here doesn't define me.
Absolutely. Yeah. We had a moment, it was last month. So this is all very raw, but you know, I like talking about it in real time because that's life, you know? But there was a moment last month where it was feeling heavy. The HELOC was feeling heavy. I'm like, I have taken this very big risk, which I'm so happy to do, but it affects my family. You know, it affects all of us. It affects what we're able to do. And it's just a big decision that we did not take lightly, but it was starting to feel a little bit heavy where I'm just like, okay, the only way out is through, but we're in. And one morning I was sitting there at breakfast. I just felt this weight on me. And Steve just looked at me. He said, you know, the HELOC, it's not who you are. The loan is not who you are. You really need to remember that. And I instantly, like, I felt like my breath entered my body again. Like, I felt this just instant release of, you know what? You're right. Like, I'm putting so much identity on my business. And I do that for better or for worse. It's like, I love being, entrepreneur. It's so fun. And I love other women in business. And I love being a mom. All the things. It's like, it's so easy to equate what you do with who you are. And I honestly didn't realize how much I was doing that. And I think that's why the HELOC was feeling so heavy, because it felt like, well, if I was like a great business owner, I would have already figured out how to be profitable and I would have already figured out X, Y, Z. So then you start to be like, well, am I even that good at this? And well, now we're in it, you know, and just so many, like, first of all, lies and then ties that just weren't, they're not meant to be there, you know? And so when he said that, I literally just felt this giant release of like, oh, you're right. It's not who I am. And if this thing goes to hell in the handbasket tomorrow, I am loved. I am worthy. I'm brave for trying this. And I hope it inspires people to try something themselves, you know, and just like to be a little bit less tied to the outcome, even though I still hope the outcome's good. You know, I still hope we can grow and do all the things. But that was like a really helpful lesson for me of like, oh, wow, I have way too much identity tied up in this.
Yeah. And well, I do think that, like you mentioned earlier, social media can make it hard when sometimes you're seeing the highlight reel of people and you're seeing some of the success in business and they're doing all the things, but you also don't have the full picture.
Yes.
You don't know what it took to get there. And maybe it did work out for them in a snap of a finger like that, but everybody's story is different. And I like that you're sharing the honest side, like
in the middle
the real
of it.
Side. You're in the middle of it. You're in the thick of it. You're pulling the weeds and it doesn't define you. I like that you said that, or that Steve said that to you. And now, cause even your business, like Emergency Confetti doesn't define you at all. Like you're so much more than that. And you did what you had to do to expand the business.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to pay off
for
you for sure.
I hope so.
Yeah. And I think
we can listen back to this podcast years from now and be like, it either went this way or this way. We're going to hope it's good.
Yeah. I think expansion, I like that word, and you've expanded in so many different ways. And now this is something that doesn't define you. You know, that reminds me of the saying of the data versus the drama, because I think sometimes we get wrapped up in the drama of something when really, if you just look at the facts, it's like, okay, I have a business. I wanted to expand it. Therefore, I need to take out a loan. I'm expanding my business. This is part of the process. It's like the data. It's not the drama of, I took out this loan and I haven't been able to pay it back yet. And now I'm a failure. You know, that's the drama.
Yes, that is
sometimes
drama.
We have to present it as the data also have the reminder, like Steve was telling you, and have good people that are in your life that will look at you and say, like, they'll let you kind of say, process and say what you need to say, but then they're going to look you in the face and be like, that doesn't define you, by the way. Remember that.
I love that.
And you mentioned joy earlier, and that you feel as though the Lord, through Emergency Confetti, has called you to spread that joy. And I think an interesting conversation at times is how people define joy versus happiness. Because I do think that Emergency Confetti can bring a lot of momentary happiness. Yeah. Like you and I both, for example, at the beginning of the year, well, I guess it was the end of 2023, we went to dinner and it was the new year was starting.
Okay.
And we were like, we're not going to shop as much this year. Yeah. And I think I was like, you're like, I'm going to try for the month of January. And I said, I think I'm going to go all year. And for me, sometimes I would get this temporary happiness from shopping. Like I'd get this, whatever, probably dopamine is released or something. I think maybe when you click purchase and something's coming. But then you end up with all this stuff and there's not happiness there. Yeah. Where joy is everlasting, like it's something inside of us, it's not coming from the outside. So for you, what is your hope for Emergency Confetti and spreading joy to others in that way, to where it's more lasting?
Yes. Something I've been thinking about this year a lot is like that happiness is fleeting, and that it just feels very weighed in by your circumstances, and that joy is gritty. And I think what I've learned in this season is that joy will sit down next to pain, and joy is okay with pain, and joy can say, hey, like, you're here for a while, you know, and making peace with it a little bit. And so I think that's my thought on joy, is that, you know, in this season, even though it's been painful, it's also had been some of the moments of deepest joy, of just like making those changes and believing we're doing something for my family, and just those little things with my kids, like just a hug from them where I'm like, if this literally closed tomorrow, I am so blessed. I am so rich in the things that matter. And that's joy. Joy is like seeing what's right in front of you, and just like gratitude and all of those things. And so this year, like you're saying, we cut out shopping, which, are you still doing that?
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, what if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Well, that's where Express Employment Professionals comes into play. And if you work with them, that's exactly what you're going to get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Just go to expresspros.com to find an office near you, or you can even download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. So whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
So this year, like you're saying, we cut out shopping, which are you still doing that?
Yeah. Well, so mine is I've got Poshmark stuff.
Yes.
And if I sell a certain dollar amount, then I can get that.
Dollar amount.
So yes, I've made some purchases, but it's not near probably what I would have at this point being towards the end of April.
Yep.
I probably would have purchased more. And I have iHeart Country Fest coming up at the 1st of May. And I went shopping in my closet.
Wow.
Normally I always
Good
go buy
you.
A new outfit. Now there's still time to shop.
Yeah.
So don't.
You gotta sell some
I might
stuff.
Change my mind, but I, so far right now, have an outfit that I picked out from my closet
great.
That I've worn to previous things years ago. So, you know.
Good for you.
Like, what? But it's challenged me to think in a different way.
Yes.
And it's like, that'll also bring me, sure, that might be temporary happiness, but also there is a certain amount of joy of like, I'm proud of myself.
Yes.
Like this isn't.
You're digging in.
As hard as I thought it was going to be. But then it also is like, do clothes really matter? Why do we put so
like
much
no
emphasis
one even knows.
On this? Like,
yeah.
Nobody's remembering we're the ones that care the most. And then I feel like I'm focused on the wrong things instead of just showing up and doing my job. Although there is the Deion Sanders saying, if you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you play good. If you play good, they pay good.
Ooh.
So maybe that's me.
I kind of like that. But
justifying wanting to buy something so that I look good, feel good, and do better at my job. But I picked out something from my closet, and I think it's only because we made that challenge. And I do think that that challenge has helped me, you know, tap into more joy and not seek just instant gratification for little happiness spark here and then come right back down.
Totally. Yeah. We have made some big changes this year. So I did this shopping challenge with you, which I said January and then went into February. And then the only thing I really bought was one swimsuit, but I did Amazon returns to get it. So I was like, I did not spend anything extra. I put stuff on Poshmark. That did not go as well for me. Maybe my stuff's just not that cool. Or maybe, I don't know. It was a pair of shoes and maybe my foot's bigger. I don't know. I was like, no one wants to buy it. So whatever. I haven't made any money from that.
So when George Camel was on the podcast, he was talking about how his wife uses ThredUp, which is like an online thrift situation or consignment.
Okay.
There you go. Consignment maybe where you put it in the box.
Okay.
I just sent a box off after he recommended it, but I haven't experienced the whole process other than boxing the clothes up and shipping it off.
So you do all together one thing?
Yeah, there's certain requirements for the clothes. And as long as they check the box, then you can put them in. And then you decide what you're going to do with them. If they're unable to sell them, then you need to decide, I guess, if you want them donated and they'll do that for you.
Okay.
Or if you want to pay to, like, I guess, have them sent back to you or something.
But I love that versus having to ship out each individual one. I might have to try that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but so this year I stopped shopping. Steve has stopped drinking, or for the most part, and not because either of us felt like we were out of control in either way, but just trying to do something different this year. Like, what would it look like to really cut down? And like you said, on the things that I think give you that quick dopamine hit, but we really want this year to look different. We are trying to do things different for our family. We're trying to grow businesses and we're trying to be creative and we're trying to be present and show up. And so we're just like, is there anything in the way or is there anything that we could improve? Steve has started doing his sauna cold plunge. Well, not cold plunge, but cold shower. He's kind of in that era too. I have not started that, but we're just trying to do things different this year. And it's been interesting because it almost was like there was a little withdrawal. You know, there's that. I don't, maybe added to how last month was just so hard where you're like, you know, it's so much easier if you're shopping and traveling and doing all these things that just feel exciting and like give you that temporary, like, amazing, this is so fun.
But also you're a 7 on the Enneagram. So
well,
I feel like you're always chasing fun.
I'm always chasing fun. But I think that's the difference right now is I'm like, okay, that doesn't lead anywhere. You know, happiness is great. And I love happiness. I love being happy. You know, I love fun. I love parties. I love celebration. And when all that's gone, or if all that's gone, like, joy is what sticks around and joy is what's not defined by those things. And so now I'm like, okay, joy is what we're going after. You know, I feel like joy is really the goal.
Yeah. I think that's where Pimp and Joy came from with my mom. It wasn't like she was just like, oh, I have cancer. Yay. Mm. Spread joy. for her, it was deeply rooted in her faith. And Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
I love that.
And so it's like, that's where it really was coming from. And there was absolutely hard days. And it didn't ignore that. And we were in the hard days. We tried to acknowledge them because I think you have to. That'll just help you process it better. Mm-hmm. But she knew where the long-lasting inner joy was coming from and how she had the strength to even have joy during such a trying, difficult season. And so for her, it was inspiring. Nehemiah 8:10, for sure.
Yeah. And as a seven, I think pain feels like scary. I feel like I've just spent a lot of my life and a lot of energy trying to avoid pain and trying to avoid hard things and just going towards ease. And I think that's part of the expansion as a person is just saying, you know what? This effort is in vain to like ignore pain or not have pain. That's not going to happen. It's a fool's errand. So what does it look like to be like, pain is going to happen. Hard things are going to happen. Not to expect them, to expect good things, but to know that they're going to happen and to know that joy exists in all seasons, period. Yeah.
And like it's always available. Joy can be alongside.
It's alongside
the pain. You're often not happy when in pain,
but
you can have joy when you're in pain. Mm-hmm. And that's such a good reminder that they can
coexist
together. Okay. Yeah. I hadn't really ever broken down like, when you're really going through something hard, you're typically not happy.
Yeah. You're not necessarily happy. You don't have to be happy about it, but it's different.
Yeah. And you even have these new mugs with sayings on them. And what's on yours over there?
Okay. Mine says celebrate the little things.
Okay. Yeah. I was about to say, does that say expect the good things?
Well, we do have one that says, but what if it goes well? And then yours says, when you focus on the good gets better. Yeah.
That's so cute. And so this is part of the expansion. So this is part of the HELOC.
This is the HELOC. You're drinking my HELOC cup.
Alone tastes good.
Oh, it tastes like money.
Gotta love a good HELOC loan.
Yes, but it's funny because these products, I'll look at it and I'm like, every day, I feel like I need these things. So they are all over my house. So I'll just look at it and be like, great, celebrate the little things. It's a reminder. What if it goes well? It's a reminder. And I truly feel like my personal journey through this company is marked by these things. So I'm glad to put them out in the world and hope it encourages somebody else to like focus on the good, you know, just those little things.
What else did you end up getting with the HELOC?
What else is on my HELOC?
Tell us more.
Oh, okay. Well, we have stationery, journals. We have little mini cards. We have party packs that are like 10 packs of confetti that are designed for like sports teams, you know, graduation.
Weddings.
It's a great graduation present. Yeah, weddings, back to school. So we have those. And then we're also launching barware next month.
When you say barware, like my brain instantly thinks of like a protein bar, but it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's not like stuff you wear when you're eating a bar. Oh,
I love that you said that. Let's clarify. It's champagne glasses, coupe glasses that say fun, like celebratory things like woohoo or yay. So everything was made to be able to layer together. So like for different good news occasions. So if someone gets engaged, we'll have a champagne from Miss to Mrs. Champagne flute that can pair with our bridal confetti, could pair with a bridal journal. So it's all things that you could like layer when someone has good news in their life. So, you know, for the mug, this might be for someone who's waiting on good news, you know, and I think that's part of the joy is like maybe bringing joy to someone is when they're in pain. It's not necessarily when good news has happened, but maybe it's on the way. Maybe it's coming and maybe your job is to speak that into them, you know? So it's kind of both and.
Yeah, it's like Dolly Parton's quote of like, you have to get through the rain or the storm to see the rainbow.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing it.
Yes, something like that.
I'm sure Dolly put it in a more concise, better way. Really, but there's a I had a puzzle. I put together a Dolly puzzle. You did.
I think I did give you a puzzle.
You did. You
like,
did.
You can't see the rainbow without the rain, or
if you want to get to the rainbow, you got to get through the rain. But yeah, thank you for that Dolly puzzle, which I think puzzles can be very therapeutic and something that is really good for your brain in a lot of ways, as is gratitude, which is why we try to practice that. And so I thought we could do four things gratitude here as well, but very specific four things gratitude with you sharing. The first thing being a book that you're thankful for, and then maybe a show, movie, documentary, and then a food or a drink.
Okay.
And then a Instagram follow. So those four things.
I love that. Okay, let's think. Okay, book. I just finished one called Friend Zone by Abby Jimenez. I actually brought it if you want it because I'm always like, why not pass it along?
Oh, are you already done reading it? You're done?
Last night.
Oh, you're last night.
But
I'll take it.
I brought it for you. It's in my purse. But I love just like a lighthearted rom-com, you know, like after work. Sometimes it's really hard for me to shut my brain off. And so it's just been a gift for me to have like a lighthearted, like no screen, just sit down. But it also feels like fun and I like storytelling. So
Friend Zone is the book.
Friend Zone is the book. I thought it was cute. So show, this is kind of funny, but I feel like it would be full swing The golf documentary. Have you seen that?
Okay, so I've watched a little bit, okay. And I through it, I learned the difference between Live the golf. PGA and yes. Liv.
Mm-hmm. That's drama. There you go. I am thankful for that show because normally Steve will not sit down and watch a show with me. He is not a show person, but I love that. Like, I love that bonding time, and he will watch Full Swing. So I'm grateful for that right now because it's just something fun we can do together.
Do you golf at all?
I like to drive the golf cart and drink a glass of wine.
So I went to the driving range with Therapy Cat and her husband.
Fun.
And it's fun.
I'll go with you.
Like, we should all go. Or if Steve and Big P, that's her husband.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that. Our next hang is at the golf course.
Okay.
We're going to find you a man there.
I'll go.
I'm so into that idea.
Okay. Well, so shout out to Full Swings for making a documentary about golf that's entertaining. Because I agree. I don't really care much about golf, but I was entertained by it.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll revisit it. Just to learn more. It's good to kind of understand what's going on in the golf world.
Yeah, so when you meet the man of your dreams, you're so informed.
Yeah, I feel like...
And he's like, wow, this girl is a unicorn. How does she know all this?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I'm a unicorn. I feel like a lot of people might know it. I don't know that I'm that special, but...
Well.
What about the third thing, which would be a food or drink?
Have you ever been to the Flower Kitchen near Urban Market in Franklin?
No, but I love Urban Market.
Okay, so it's right next to there, but they have this amazing turmeric latte that has oat milk, and it's just been like a calming, I guess it's about to not be season because it's getting hot out, but it's like turmeric and cinnamon and oat milk, and it has just been like my jam. Mm. Giving me a lot of joy.
I'm not a big into the turmeric in my coffee because I feel like it tastes very...
Earthy?
Yeah.
It is kind of earthy. This doesn't have coffee in it, though. I can't really do much coffee. Caffeine kind of sends you over.
Well, I used to be big into matchas, too.
Okay.
And I don't know why, because now I tried to drink a matcha the other day, and I was like, this is earthy.
It's real earthy.
Dirt.
And it tastes like dirt.
Like, I like turmeric on, like, this. There's a curry turmeric sweet potato recipe that Kimberly Snyder has. Google it if you want to make it. It's so good. There's not that many ingredients, actually. It's like diced sweet potatoes, coconut oil, sea salt, turmeric and curry. That's really amazing. Good. Love that. But turmeric in my
drink.
Latte.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people like it. So it's probably good anti-inflammatory as well.
Yeah.
So good recommendation. Yeah. And that's the thing with Four Things Gratitude and sharing it in this way is it's like people get an idea of a book to read or a show to watch or a drink to try or something like that. And I feel like you always know like a yummy, if you had a food one, like a good gluten-free snack situation. Ooh. There's some pretzel brand, the flat pretzels that are like pretzels, but they're squished down flat.
What is that?
Party time, or maybe I just bought the party size.
I don't know if I know those, but send them to me. Are they gluten-free?
Pretzel time, maybe. Well, I did not know this brand. Like my kids like the one in the big blue bag, and we're not totally gluten-free, but I was talking to a therapist about just potentially stuff that could be disruptive to their brains when learning. If they were to maybe have an allergy to it, we were talking about even like red dyes and how that affects kids and their behavior and their ability to concentrate. So I was like, well, it can't hurt to just try to maybe look for some gluten-free stuff just in case. And I saw that they had those pretzels and gluten-free. And here's the thing. Sometimes the gluten-free version of something is worse.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't like it. In this case... There's something about the texture and flavor of the gluten-free version of this that I now know is available, and it's in a white bag.
Okay.
And it's one of the best. Like,
okay, send me the info.
So it's one of the best. Well, there's some in the kitchen. I'll send you home with some.
Okay, great.
One time Steve was wanting to try, you said Steve was drinking protein.
Oh, the protein powder.
A lot of protein shakes. And I'm like, ooh, you need to give him this Flav City, see if he likes it. And you're like, oh, he liked it. So I sent you home with a baggie.
You did. I usually leave your house some sample of some sort. The AG1, which I do love, left with that. The Flav City.
Flav City protein powder.
Mm-hmm. So maybe today's pretzels.
Yeah. I'll send you home with some pretzels. Okay. So the final and fourth thing that you're thankful for would be an Instagram follow.
I feel like an Instagram I've been enjoying, which is a little niche. It's not for everybody. But if anyone's starting a business, specifically in the wholesale world, there's an Instagram called Proof to Product. And it's just really helpful, practical ways to kind of navigate the market and people who are doing it and their stories. And that's just been really like fun to listen to and encouraging to me as I'm navigating a new business.
Yeah. So. Well, I feel like a lot of this conversation has been encouraging for anybody that might be navigating a new business and what they're starting. And I think that one thing that I see that you could do because you're so good at it, because I'm watching you do it now, is my challenge to you would be just like you're seeing some of these accounts on Instagram that maybe sometimes maybe make you feel like you're not doing enough or you're not doing it right. Because if you're doing it right, things would be going a different way, but like your business is still new and it's growing. But I would encourage you to share more behind the scenes of what's going on. And I know that adds another thing to your plate. Mm-hmm. And social media is like, it's like the last thing you probably want to get to when you're navigating all the different things as a mom, a wife, a business owner. Mm-hmm. But just from time to time, some of these things.
I think you could share
some of the nuggets and the real life stuff that you're going through with that. Yeah. And I think it'll just be comforting to others and it'll be real and raw and people will be like, grateful for it. Like, thank you, Gracie, for showing me, because I guarantee you somewhere out there, someone needs to see it or hear it. And hopefully they're hearing it now. But on Instagram, that's where a lot of us end up. And we're kind of scrolling through, like, is anybody feeling like me?
Yes. And I love branding. So it's easy to make it look like, they're just killing it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's so fun. And it's so hard, you know? And just, I need to figure out the balance of that. Cause I am really happy to share about it and want people to know, like, we're all in this together.
Yeah, you
know?
I think you should. So where can people find you on social?
I'm at Gracie Mokler, and then at Emergency Confetti is my business.
And your branding for Emergency Confetti is so good.
Thank you.
I'm obsessed with it. You've worked so hard on it. And we were joking before we hit record. We're like, Gracie's founder, CEO, CFO, chief marketing, chief design, chief, all the, she wears all the hats. But that's what it is, being a small business owner.
Just do all the things.
You're killing it. Okay. Well, cheers, friend. Cheers. Love you.
Love you. Bye. Thanks for having me.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.